This is episode 127 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. It is a snowy Colorado day here, our third big snowstorm this month, and it's simply fine by me, as I am about a week out from Extraordinary Women Ignite. It is a perfect way for me to snuggle in and wrap up and all the final details of Ignite. We're 9 days away, and as I'm recording this, we have a whole room full of extraordinary women getting ready to raise up their voices and businesses in 2020. We do have a few spots remaining, so if you're being called to take your voice out in bigger ways, I invite you to join us. All the good details are available at camigelner.com/ignite. And today's guest, Charisse Sassou, will be joining us as one of our speakers, sharing her beautiful gifts of coming into our bodies and the work that we're doing as entrepreneurs. Charisse connects women leaders with the tribe, clients, and opportunities they desire through the power of story and body. As an author and speaker, she's reconnected thousands with the hidden reserves of energy, intelligence, and healing that resides in our bodies, tapping 10 plus years as a nationally award-winning belly dancer. Her new book that just released and hit Amazon bestseller is Shameless, Unleash Your Message, Impact, and Power. This interview was so much fun. Let's meet Charisse Sassou. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Charisse. It's so great to have you join us today.
It is so great to join you, Cami. It's really a pleasure, and I feel honored. I'm a fan of your podcast and have listened to many of the episodes, and so it really is an honor to join the ranks of Extraordinary Women.
Well, you are an extraordinary woman, and it, you know, you and I met last spring when I was in Milwaukee speaking, and it was such a fun way to meet us. So you and I spoke at the eWomen Network monthly meeting, and then, you know, you and I kind of went about our things that day, and then we suddenly ran into each other in the hotel, and we're like, let's go have dinner.
Totally.
And, yeah. So wasn't that a fun night?
That was so, it was so special. Like I felt, it really felt very much just like dropped into our laps because, you know, I had plans that sort of evaporated and I saw you in the lobby and it was a little bit like, dare I approach her and and ask her to, I know, isn't that funny? But you know, like you've just come out of an event and seen someone speak and all the chatter goes through the head. Like, who am I to just go up to this person? But I really felt pulled and we were so aligned, like our messages, everything that we had to share, total soul sisters, like that happened right off the bat. I thought this is just meant to be. So
yes, that's how I felt exactly. I felt like, you know, it kind of divinely set up for us in such a beautiful way and that we were supposed to get to know one another more deeply. And I'm so thrilled that you're coming to Colorado next week to be a part and be a speaker at Extraordinary Women Ignite and bringing your gifts to my tribe of people. I think that us playing together and you sharing your gifts, it's so perfect to really just get you in front of my community.
So excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited how that's come about as well. How is it going?
Oh my gosh, it is so much fun. I've had a lot of space recently to just really open up and be introspective, and it's just been magical how things are dropping into my space, right? Whether it's, you know, a new book or it's a meditation that I was supposed to hear or all, it's so divinely, you know, the pieces are all fitting together and the messaging is just getting stronger and stronger because it's dropping in for me, right? It's like all this, this wisdom is coming to me and it's super, super cool.
I find, isn't that always the way? It's like when we allow, like when we have that space, it allows all this stuff to come in. I'm curious. I know you're interviewing me, but how did you create that space in preparing for anyone.
Well, you know,
that's
for
a
me,
big deal.
Yeah, yeah. We went to Italy last month, and so it was. We had this space to, you know, I came back from Italy, and I could have, and it's really interesting, I could have just jumped back into a whole lot of meetings, which I had planned. I had events to go to. Mm-hmm. And frankly, the universe gave me the flu. and my husband and I were home for that first week where we didn't go anywhere. And then it was like, you know, I think I need just to need to take care of myself. And I just kept staying home. I canceled a lot of my meetings that I'd set up. And so again, you know, it's just like, you just got to look the gifts in the mouth when they come. And, but you know, I think for me, it's, that's been really fun to just know that I was not supposed to be out and about going all over the place. As soon as we got back from Italy, I was actually supposed to really drop into some sacred space to create what it is that, you know, is supposed to be flowing through me to all these very extraordinary women who are in the room, who are ready to raise up their voices and their visibility and grow their businesses to that next level. So I think it was all very divinely guided there. So, but I want to talk about you, and you just launched your book.
Sure.
Right?
So you did.
Shameless, unleash your message, your impact, and power. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's such a big deal when our books launch. And so, you know, when you get your message out into the world, I'd love to hear your personal journey that really led you to write this book.
Well, and I was thinking about this because there is a lot of my personal story in the book. I really speak from experience and also bring in, you know, research and all this stuff. And as we were talking about before we hit record, my journey really began when I was like way back in college, right? So imagine, you know, 18 years old. I took my first women and gender studies class and just the topic was so interesting to me. I knew nothing about it. I hopped in and it was like the scales fell from my eyes. I saw the patriarchy for the first time and it was really mind expanding. Meaning just when I say patriarchy or patriarchal mindset, just sort of things that I had taken for granted, certain pervasive things about, you know, how we regard women, how we regard ourselves, all these things. So that sort of planted the seeds. And
was there any specific example at that time that pops up for you?
Well, you know what actually pops up for me was more so something that happened many years later, right? So I had that experience, had all this studies and in-depth and all these reading and these amazing, you know, women, authors that came before and paved the way, right, for all of the things that we take for today. And fast forward to when my best friend was going through her divorce. Mm-hmm. And it was long and painful. And she, to kind of like, you know, undergird her strength, she started reading some of these texts, right, that I had read way back in the day. And so here she is discovering them like in her late 30s, early 40s. And coming to me saying, Charisse, why didn't you tell me any of this stuff? Like, because for me, what had become so normal, just knowing that some of the messages that we get about who we are as women, about our bodies, about this feminine body, are not our messages, right? They're not our story. They're stories that we've been handed or that have been handed down by culture, by society, whatever you want to call it. And it really opened my eyes to the fact that sometimes something that is so normal and natural to us, we forget that not everyone has that same experience. And it really made me realize like, oh, not everyone knows this stuff, right? That we are kind of in this soup of, I think we're so much more aware of it today. And also there's still a lot to unpack around the messages we receive about ourselves, about our value, about our bodies, for example. So, yeah. So that was a big part of the journey, was just kind of launching me down this road of being this champion for women and for the feminine energy on this planet.
I like that a lot. And I think that's, it's such an important thing. And especially right now. So why do you think this book was supposed to come out right now?
Oh my goodness. And it's so funny because it came down all in a whoosh, and then it was like, okay, wait, pause, hold. Okay, this chapter needed to come in right here. This chapter needed to come in right here. Okay, now you may release it into the world. It was so like that. And so why now? Well, there's a couple, there's more personal pieces that kind of lead into the journey of the book, but why this moment in time? I believe that so many of the women and men that are here on the planet right now in this moment have chosen to come back or called here or have a calling around balancing feminine and masculine on the planet, right? So this fancy patriarchy thing, it's been around for 4,000-6,000 years. There was a time before that where we didn't have the same soup, right? We were in a different soup.
Exactly.
Yeah. And oh my goodness, the reason why this book in this moment is that in between, right? So, and this may be a reach because I know not everyone is all about past lives and reincarnation, all that good stuff. But I do believe in that stuff. And I believe that many of the souls that are coming right now, like me, existed, came back, we were the witches, we were the courtesans, we were the priestesses. And when those structures went away, it was violent, right? Like witches were burned at the stake. Like, I'm not making stuff up, right? It's
exactly.
And so we come in. So not only are we coming into, you know, thousands of years of patriarchal mindset, which are saying, which really, quite frankly, is just in a nutshell, is valuing masculine things above feminine things,
right?
Period. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we come into this soup, and then on top of that, we have this sort of ancestral trauma around, don't speak out because then they'll know your power and they'll destroy you. That's like, and so I talk about this in the book because I was like, you know, be gentle with yourself. You know, when we question ourselves, we're like, oh, why am I just not doing the Facebook Live? Like, why am I just not putting the blog article out there? What is wrong with me? Right? That's the chatter.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want I want women to know, I want everyone to know that this is no small thing. This is no small thing, right? Because this is the history from which we're coming.
And which we're breaking from that.
Exactly.
We're breaking free from that, right?
Exactly. We are shifting this. Like, it's already happening. Like, the train has left the station. Like, this is happening right now. And we still have the history of that. And even, you know, and it's so funny, it's irrelevant whether you believe in past lives because the history is there, right?
The history. I mean, it's interesting because
exactly.
We were just in Italy.
Speaks for itself. Yeah.
We were in Italy going through the forum, and, you know, you really see, where that shift occurred, where the masculine energy really became, you know, there was just so much that happened during that time of
right.
the forum. And you can go back, I'm trying to remember the, It was actually the Vatican that we were walking through, and they had a whole lot of history from, I want to say, and this is, I'm not very good with my history, but I want to say it was like, they brought a lot of statues to Italy from Egypt. And there was a lot of like power goddesses, the lioness
right.
goddess, which I was just loving the lioness goddess statues. I mean, it was like, they were so powerful, but you saw the shift. And what happened over the years, the more, and how the masculine shift really started coming more to the forefront.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that really just stood out for me from the historical perspective of being in Rome was seeing this timeline and where that shift really occurred from the goddesses to more of the warrior kind, the men battling and fighting, and the, you know, there was a very clear shift that happened there.
Yeah.
It was fascinating to me.
It was super fascinating. And one of the pieces, you know, that's been interesting in my own research is learning that it wasn't like one faded into the next. It wasn't like this gradual, it was like an onslaught where the temples were destroyed. You know what I mean? It was very much like in that, kind of like
yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That masculine energy of like, we must destroy this and create something new, which is also feminine. But you know what I mean? It was like, it was very abrupt, right? It wasn't this gradual, peaceful thing is what I should say. It was kind of grounded in violence. And so because of that, there's all this kind of stuff hanging in our collective unconsciousness and in our DNA. And that's really what the book is about, because that's where the key is in our DNA, in our bodies. So, Shameless, Unleash Your Message, Impact and Power really came about because of my journey from my head into my body and then like reuniting the two, right?
Yep.
And what that looked like. And I explored that as a, you know, as a woman, as a person, and also as an entrepreneur. So, I was a professional belly dancer for 10 years.
Yes, I know that about you.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And that's really had to bring you into your body, right?
Completely. Because I danced as a child, and what I didn't realize at the time was how much joy that brought me and how much that helped me kind of, let's just say, emotionally regulate, right? Because, I was a really smart kid. And so, you know, it was like, buckle down, focus on your studies. And at the ripe age of 13, I made the decision I must focus on my academics and put these silly things like, you know, music and art and dance away. Focus. And you'll never believe it, but I was a math and chemistry major in high school. And I actually started college as a neuroscience major pre-med until I took that game-changing women's studies class. And then and then I was like, this is what I'm majoring in, and I'm going to be a writer. And, you know, I think my mom's still getting over that decision, but like I was already making my my living as a dancer. And she was like, you know, it's not too late to go to medical school. It was so sweet. Because I come from a long line of nurses, and it would be so wonderful to have a doctor.
Well, and I love this journey. It's like you went down this very heady space, but then you were called and you were pulled back to your body work.
Yeah.
And so what is, and I know you talk about this in your book, what's this connection between our bodies and our messages that we're putting out to the world, our businesses? You know, for me, somatic is a very important part of that somatic energy that we bring, that we own in our, as a being, as an entrepreneur,
right?
What's happening somatically for us is so important. So tell us more about what you talk about in your book around this.
Yes, absolutely. So this is like the missing piece. So in our current mindset, there's a lot of emphasis on just let's figure it out, right? What's the strategy? Like we're always like thinking through our marketing. And the thing about marketing is that it's really, so this is the connection I make in the book, is that it is about creating something compelling, something that reaches people, connects with them, draws them in, right? Mm-hmm. So we already know, like the statistics are out there, body language, right, is something like 80%, 90%. It's the majority of how we communicate.
Exactly.
Right. So that's that, like, kind of the most superficial level is like our body language is saying all this stuff even before we've opened our mouths. So one of the things that I was really fascinated by as a belly dancer was what makes a dancer truly compelling, right? Here she is, like, mastering the room, like, captivating the entire room without saying a single word. And what was really interesting was it could be a dancer with decades of mastery under her hip scarf, or it could be that beginner dancer who just was rocking the three moves that she knew, you know, but it was like you could not take her eyes off of her. When I studied this, what I really noticed and what I came to know through my own experience was that it was all about presence. It was all about how present she was. If she was fully there, fully in her body, she was magnetic. She was irresistible. So this completely, this completely translates into our message, because we communicate with our bodies whether we think we are or not. Mm-hmm. And so there's this piece, and then there's also the piece that I kind of touched on before, which is, and I was talking more about this kind of like very heady, like ancestral trauma. But really and truly what happens for a lot of us as women is maybe someone said something to us when we were a kid that made us feel bad about ourselves or maybe some part of our body. Like I would see this as a dance instructor all the time. Beautiful, statuesque women coming into my class, hunching their shoulders, right, to take up less space because they were teased because they were so tall and shot up before the boys did, right? Or maybe their breasts came in all in a big, like, wow. And it became a source of, instead of like celebration, it became a source of pain because then they were teased about it. So these become things that not only did they impact her self-confidence, she stores those things in her body. So it actually changed the way that she was carrying her body. And even if you do this, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I think that's a really important piece that you're touching on there because yes, we can be in the moment and we can feel smaller than, but I think what you're talking about here is we're burning that memory into our bodies and then it becomes a part of us versus actually showing up all as us.
Yeah, exactly. The analogy that I make and why the title is Shameless is that we develop shame around that, right? So she, that tall girl, developed shame around the fact about being different and tall, right? I see that it's like a door closes in the body and that energy that was available to her gets shut and kind of locked away. It's just bound energy. That's all it is. And so imagine that there's lots of little doors like that, right? Because we have lots of little experiences like that that accumulate in the body. Not just negative ones, like positive ones too, right? The births of our babies, like our first love, our first kiss, all the wonderful things. They all make an imprint. We carry all of those things with us. But the thing about the not so great stuff is it's insidious. It's very memorable somehow. Like it was like carry through, right? So we end up with all these doors shut on energy in our bodies, shut down little pieces of ourselves. And I kind of liken that to, there you are being your magnificent womanly self, going through your day, doing all of your things, right? Maybe taking care of a partner, maybe taking care of children or, you know, fur babies, maybe, you know, going and working your job or your business, etc. But all of those doors take energy to keep shut. So while you're doing all of those things, at the same time, you're holding a beach ball underneath the water and holding it there. As you go about your day, as you do all your stuff, all this energy is going about just to hold back those doors, right?
Yes.
So imagine what would happen if we could open them. We could let the beach ball go. And now we're full bodied in our marketing and our messaging and whatever it is that we're doing. It's a completely different, it's a completely different message. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. And I love the analogy of the beach ball. I mean, it's just so powerful, right? It's just that the way it's going to burst forth is how we can burst forth in owning who we are, what that message is that we're sharing with the world, how we're getting out there. It's incredibly powerful. Right. And you talk about connecting the dots between business and pleasure. What does that mean?
Oh my goodness. Where do I get started? So let's go back to this idea of shame and let's talk about this idea of pleasure, right? One of the really interesting things is that if you go and Google the word pleasure. The most common thing that will pop up is guilty pleasure in our culture.
Oh, interesting.
At least, right? Super interesting, right? There is a lot of shame around this concept. And in fact, even when I talk about pleasure, very often people go right to sexual pleasure. But pleasure is being fully present and really like enjoying the moment. So it could be, you know, the taste, that first bloom of the strawberry on your tongue. It could be seeing a sunrise. It could be petting your cat. It could be all these different things as well as the funny, juicy stuff too.
And being present to it. Because yeah, I think that so often we're not present to that very specific moment when it's a very, you know, special moment of something and we're not, our mind's going somewhere else.
Right. So you have people who are, we're a little bit, have this funny, a little bit alienated dance with our pleasure. Mm-hmm. And then you start talking business. So what do they ask you when you go to the ticket counter at the airport? Is this for business or pleasure? Mm-hmm. As if they are mutually exclusive, right?
That's great.
Right? And the thing is, they are not in part. Like
it's
a
all
huge,
life.
Yeah. Right. And a huge part of my message is, so we've kind of like, and it's all connected, right? Because where do we feel that pleasure? In our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. That's where we feel it. So here we are operating from the neck up. We're figuring out our marketing. We're figuring out how we lead our businesses. Pleasure and body have nothing to do with that. And then we're wondering why our results are kind of plateauing. Maybe our marketing isn't as effective as we want it to be, and we don't know what's going on. And then you notice that the people who are really passionate, who are having so much fun, seem to be just effortlessly receiving all the things that they want, right? The clients, the revenue, etc. Well, it's no accident, right?
Right.
So a piece of this is just healing our relationship with pleasure and weaving pleasure throughout the day and throughout your business as a part of, this is actually a business tool to reconnect with my body. That is my highest source of wisdom, AKA my intuition, right? That's why we get the goosebumps before we get the thought, right? That's why we get the little like, oh, right? The little like gasp or what have you. All this stuff happens before we even have the conscious thought of, oh, this is what's happening. That it's our body is reacting. That's where our intuition resides. So, does that answer that question? It totally makes sense.
And I love it because I think, you know, one of the things I'm going to be rolling out at Ignite is what I'm calling the R factor, and the R factor ties to how we resonate. It's, you know, it has to do with our energy. It has to do with our, how we're showing up in our body. It has to do with, what our mindset is.
Yes.
It has to do with our community that we're in. So it's all this R factor that we can step into that makes us show up differently in our businesses. And, and it, you know, and if we're loving what we do, if we're coming into, energetically, if we are coming into our businesses, loving what we do, you know, passionate about the work that we're, how we're making a difference, and really paying attention to anything that might be pulling that energy down and making consciously making those shifts through our body work, through our spiritual work, our meditations, what, you know, all these different things that we can be doing to take care of what I'm calling the R factor, that how we resonate. And this is why
I love that so much.
You know, and it's like, it's what you're talking about here. It's just such a core part of that. And
it's exactly what I'm talking about, right?
So it's really, it's powerful. And I think when you talk about shame, and I love how you say, sing it to the tune of what's love got to do with it, right? It's like, what's shame got to do with it?
Yeah. Right?
So where do we tell us more about that? How does shame, and I know you've already touched base on this, but go a little bit deeper with it.
Oh, sure. Oh my goodness. So what ends up happening is that these little like shame secrets that we have.
Yeah.
About shame stories, right?
I knew
about
this was so important. So.
Right, about our past, about the unmade bed that no one knows about that's upstairs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, if people knew that I don't make my bed or whatever. I do actually. But for example, like this is, it's any of a gazillion ways that we think that we're somehow, that our shame is somehow personal, right? Mm-hmm. It's not. First of all, right? This we learned from Brené Brown. She's like, the only people who do not have shame are sociopaths. So we all have shame. It's a human condition. So what has shame got to do with it is because it's kind of like this operating system that's just going in the background. And I call it, the analogy that I use in the book is that it slips into the driver's seat and we don't even know that it's there. And this aligns so beautifully with what you're talking about with the R factor, because I talk about this all the time. So, you know, part of like my credentials in terms of like, okay, what can this belly dancer talk about messaging is that, guess what? Like, I have this amazing copy and content agency that grew out of, well, belly dancers, as glamorous as life is, don't make a lot of money. So I know.
So you started an agency.
And those tiaras are not cheap. I just have to say, those costumes are not cheap. So, yeah, exactly. So I started as a freelance writer. That was my side hustle, and grew that. Now I have a team of writers, et cetera. And I work with, oh my goodness, like amazing clients from all over the world. And I really saw the connections between the two, between our body. And I would often be working with clients that way, where they'd want to, you know, talk about their ideal client, but there was something locked in their body because of shame, because of an emotion that they weren't expressing, that we needed to go through that first before we could even get to the message. But to like connect it to your R factor, I tell people this all the time. You could write someone an email and use the very same words. And if you are sitting hunched over at your desk, feeling kind of meh, and you type out those words and send it out, it has one energy or resonance or R factor, right?
Right.
And I love your languaging around this, because it like takes it out of the kind of vibrational woo and like translates it for the people for whom vibration is like very woo. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do we talk about this in a way that makes sense to a really a great audience? And whereas take that same email, and I'm convinced same words, same everything, and you sit shoulders relaxed and rolled back and throat open and like a little smile playing over your lips, like, this is a great day. I am having so much fun. And you write that email with love. It is a complete, like, you hear it in my voice, right?
Exactly. And, like, and people are going to receive it in that way.
Exactly. Exactly. So that is the R factor, and that's how it translates in terms of the body. So I'm always talking about, like, you know, connect with your pleasure first, like before you sit down to write any copy, any content, or talk with your copywriter. Like, even when I meet with my clients and we're doing a strategy session, I send them a process to get in their bodies, really like step into their queen, like love the clothes they're in, like make sure they've really taken that time for some self-care and some space so that they come into that space really feeling good, because that's where we create the best. Yeah. Especially
so
as
amazing. So, so amazing. I love it. And,
Thank you.
I so agree with you. It's like, we have to be in that space of connection to let what flows through us. I mean, it drives me crazy when I watch the, you know, here's the 10 emails you need to write for this launch, and here's the formula you can follow. And I'm like, nope, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I called it, this might not be fair, but I call that bro marketing, where it's like, we're shifting. That marketing worked once upon a time. It really did, right? Where it was just like, and this kind of, not just the formulaic, but also this kind of marketing that's guided by fear, that's like all about like, let's kind of manipulate. We've all experienced it. Like,
we have.
We're buying that thing because the company literally made us feel bad about our bodies so that we feel like we need to buy that thing so that we're okay. And what I really see is part of this kind of balance, rebalancing in feminine and masculine and all of this stuff is around like, I wonder if... I've already seen it. I've already seen how marketing messaging that's based in love, respect, honor is skyrocketing. Like, this is what everyone wants. We want authentic connection. We don't want to feel sold to.
No.
We're so, this whole thing of like, no. I don't have time to feel bad for myself, quite frankly. Like, I've got enough of those messages in my head, right?
Exactly.
Like, we're ready to step into our power and really do some good work here.
Yeah. And as marketers, I think it's up to us to own and be responsible for the kind of messaging we're putting out into the world, and that it's not pulling people down. It is not making them feel less than. It's not planting more seeds of fear into their lives, but it's actually helping them see more possibilities for what they can be doing in the world. And to me, I'm so passionate, and I know you know this, that I'm so passionate about how do we raise up as business owners, as marketers, our messaging so that it helps our people raise up versus pulling them down.
Yes. Yes. So exactly. Oh,
yeah.
You're so good. My soul sister. So
yes, exactly. Sister. I remember our dinner, both of us going, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, what you said. I know. Absolutely. Like, it's actually, it's so funny because, like, this message is already out there. If anyone, I love to use this analogy because so many people have seen this movie. Now I'm going to forget it. Monsters, Inc., right? Have you seen it? So, oh gosh, actually, there's a little bit of a spoiler in what I'm about to say. So, okay, if you haven't seen Monsters, Inc., go see it and then listen to this next section of the interview. But the bottom line is, the whole thing is these monsters are coming through our closets and they're getting energy for their world by collecting human screens, right? That's not the whole story, but a little fraction of the story. And what's really interesting is they get a certain level of energy. They get a certain level of power from the screams. Well, what happens is through an accident of fun stuff, a little girl manages to follow her monster back into his world through her closet. Like, she just stumbles in. And of course, she's adorable in her footed pajamas. And she's there. And the story moves along. And then something happens. She laughs. And totally short circuits all of their systems, because what happens is the sound of her joy versus the sound of her fear was like power beyond what their systems were actually like built to receive. So it was like, I loved that because I was like, yes, that is it. Like, when we come from that place of like manipulation and fear, like, yeah, you can get some results from that. And people are whatever, they're making money doing that. And here's the really expansive place. This is the place where you feel good. I feel good. We all profit. We all are happy. We all have, you know, abundant of whatever it is that we desire. And so I'm just 100% on point with you. And I love having the kind of the animation. I always think of that, like, she laughs and they go, whoa,
that's just happened. That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. I'll have to go watch it now.
Oh my gosh. You'll love it.
Yes. 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 So what's a simple way that we can connect in with our body, right? I mean, so there's all these ways. I mean, laughter is a great way. I mean, you've just kind of touched base on that, right? But what are some of the ways that you help people connect into their bodies and really get into that highest place from which we can lead our businesses, our movements, our lives, everything about us? How do we step into that space?
Yeah. So much of it is really awareness, right? So I teach a body check. I present it in my book, Shameless. And also, you know, very often when I'm speaking, we'll go through this really brief, easy process. So it's kind of like head, shoulders, knees, and toes. But what we're going to do is the first point to check is your mouth, your jaw, because we tend to hold a lot of tension there. Yes, so notice, is your mouth shut or open? Is your jaw clenched or relaxed, right? Mm-hmm. And just checking in, you'll be like, ooh, that's a little tight. I'm going to relax that. So let your lips part like you're about to taste the most delicious chocolate or honey and allow pleasure in, right? So that's the first point is mouth, jaw, right? Mm-hmm. The next point are your shoulders, right? Not surprising.
That's
are
another they next place to we hold it, right?
Right, exactly. It's so funny. Like, we're just energetic creatures. Like, if we just release the energy and allow ourselves to use it, it's amazing what we can do. So again, right? If your shoulders are kind of like masquerading as earrings right now, relax them. And actually, that's kind of a trick, is like, tense up your shoulders, kind of scrunch them up, and then release them and feel how much more distance you have between shoulder and earlobe, right? In doing that, roll them around, really just tune in. Are they tight or are they relaxed? Let them open, you know, like the yoga teachers say, like, let your shoulders roll open and back. Gently, right? Mm-hmm. So body check. So far we have mouth, shoulders. Next part, you want to guess?
I'm going to say hips.
Oh, you're so good. Extra credit because that's my fourth point. The next one is your belly.
Oh, your belly. Okay.
Yeah. So very often we're like holding it in, right? You know, you're like, as if you're in that bikini and the cute person that you're trying to get their attention is right there. Well, and but we've been taught to have a lot of shame around our belly. So many of us are walking around like that all of the time. So I invite you, just
put your belly out.
Belly relax for a moment, right? Like before Thanksgiving dinner, after Thanksgiving dinner, before, after, right? Like just for a moment. And it feels vulnerable. So every single one of these, like opening your mouth, relaxing your shoulders, which if you notice exposes your neck, right?
Yeah.
Letting the belly relax. Here's so much of the connection. All that tension, all that shutting off, like that protective energy is like, it feels very vulnerable when we're open, but that's also how we connect. Vulnerability is like the currency of connection, right?
Yes. Yes.
So fourth point, and like high five hips. Yay. Absolutely. So yay, Cammy. So I usually do like, here's your 3-point body check, and then extra credit are your hips. So okay. We carry a lot of stuff in our hips. And what I ask the ladies to do is like one, just like notice, mm-hmm. right? And this is easier when there's a visual, but just like circle your hips around. You can either like trace a circle with your hips themselves, or even like a little pelvic circle. We all know how to do it. You can pretend like we don't, but do a little bump and grind in your chair right now or wherever you are.
I love it.
You know, like even if you're driving at that next red light, just experiment with this.
That's
trust
awesome.
Me, right?
That's awesome.
And because we hold a lot of tension in our lower backs, in fact, like that same little pelvic circle, this is called an Omi. You'll find this dance move in hula, in Polynesian dance, in Arabic dance, and it's in like ancient dance traditions all over the world. And it is a really luscious way to like connect with your feminine energy. And what I find is most women hold their hips very, very tight most of the time. So this little move, it may feel a little risque. If you want, go have some privacy and then try it out. But I invite you to do it because you will be like, whoa, this feels good. This feels really good.
And this is one of the things you're going to be doing at Ignite with some of the women there. So it's like that opening, you know, tuning into that, feeling that, that energy of that movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that we can fully step into our messages.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. It's really hard to feel good and feel shame at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even just like, it doesn't survive in the light. Like as soon as you shine a light on it, it goes, oh, it just vanishes. Right. It loses some of its hold. And especially when you do this in circle, which is why I'm so excited to come to Ignite and do this in a circle of women, because what you start to recognize is the things that you thought were just your private shames, like, ooh, my belly, ooh, my hips, like every woman in the, you know, like you'll find so many women in the circle will have the exact same thing or the exact same memory or litter or quote unquote secret shame, like, we have so much more in common than we do have different, right? So, it's really magical. It's That's really, cool. really magical.
I love it. I love it. And, and it's, you know, moving, getting our bodies to move and feeling that it's moving into our shameless space.
Exactly.
And so I think this is fabulous. And besides meeting you next week at Ignite, mm-hmm. where else can people learn more about you, your business, your book? Where can they find you?
Totally. So the easiest place is shamelessmovement.com. That's the home of my book. You can find a link. My book is available on Amazon. You can go there too. And to learn more about my copy agency, that's cleanyourmessage.com.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. And what we always close with is, what 3 pearls of wisdom would you like to share with our audience today?
I love this because I thought about this. I know you always ask this, and I've got 2 right off the tip of my tongue, and the third one I'm just going to allow myself to be guided. So
I love it.
Your body is your most loyal consort and most honest guide. So she's with us from our first breath to our last. And often we stuff her, we starve her, we dehydrate her, we make her wait when she needs to pee. So one pearl of wisdom is really just recognize you have a partner in your body. Like she's here for you, with you, like 100% on your side. She's not going anywhere.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so really like just connect with that. And like your most loyal consort, I talk about this in the book. This is from Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She was the one who first introduced me to that phrase. You did. Oh my gosh. I just want to touch the hem.
Oh, I did. It was the most amazing, awesome opportunity. And I've been such a fan of her books for years and years and years. And she's a Colorado Women's Hall of Fame inductee. And I do a lot of their interviews. And she was at a tea party that we had for the inductees. And it was so, I mean, I was like a little girl getting to meet her. I was so excited.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I could fangirl over Clarissa.
Exactly the word I used.
As if we're on a first name basis, I could fangirl over Clarissa all day long. Dr. Estes, she is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
So, number two.
That was a fun journey. Okay. I know. We were both like, squee! Okay. Second, check in with the body, right? So you have a tool now, the body check. But so here's this thing. What is my pleasure? I want you to ask yourself this question. Like with every little micro decision that you make throughout the day, what do I want to put in my mouth? What do I want to put on my body? You know, how do I spend this next moment? Really think like, what would feel good? What would feel good? What would feel good now? And it is transformative, the power of that question. It really, really is.
That's good. I like that.
Mm. Oh, the third. The third pearl of wisdom is simply to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. To trust yourself.
We know. We know so much more than we think we do. We very often we go and we're looking for that validation. We're looking for that confirmation. And you'll feel it in your body right away. You'll be like, do you like these jeans on me? And they'll go, and you're like, wait a minute. And when you feel that kind of like, you didn't give me the answer I wanted. You know you want the jeans. Just get the jeans, right? Like, just trust yourself. You already know.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Well, Charisse, this has been such a pleasure. I actually am so looking forward to reading your book. I haven't read it yet, but I am looking forward to reading it because I know it's an important message for so many of us. So definitely go out and get her book, Shameless, Unleash Your Message, Impact and Power. And I look forward to giving you a big hug in just a little over a week.
Too.
And we'll be seeing you soon.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And I can't wait to hug you back next week. Everyone who comes.
Yes. Yes. Well, we'll see you soon, Charisse. And thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to visit me at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can make heartfelt connections to mindful strategies to ignite an abundant flow of cash and clients into your business. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.